any
exercise
effort. There's, I created a lot of struggle around it. And probably on some level feel like maybe my body's betrayed me, which I know is not real, but there's a little piece of that somewhere.
Gee, can I write that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, even though.
Even though.
It wasn't supposed to be like this.
It wasn't supposed to be like this.
I used to be able to eat everything.
I used to be able to eat everything.
Use it efficiently.
And use it efficiently.
And here I am.
And here I am.
Slowing down.
Filling out.
Feeling stiffer.
Looking older.
And I don't like it. And they say exercise.
Is the answer.
And I don't like that answer.
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could ask a different question.
Because
I just don't like that answer.
I just don't like that answer.
I don't like the routine of it.
The atmosphere of it.
And I've forgotten how to play.
Physically.
It's not supposed to be play.
At this age.
It's not supposed to be play.
I gave up play.
Long ago. Wouldn't it be interesting? If I could find a new version.
Of play.
That gave me what I wanted.
I'm seeking.
A new way. To enjoy my body. Physically.
Nobody calls exercise that.
I want to call it that.
And I want to forgive.
All those yoga enthusiasts. All those marathon runners. And bikers.
That love it.
Live for it. Wake up early for it. That give me guilt.
Just existing.
And I didn't get that gene. Even though
I have not found my way yet.
To the right thing. That nourishes my physical body. And my child spirit. I want to be open to the possibility.
That it's there.
I just haven't looked. In the most unusual places. I want to be open. To a new idea.
Of what physical play.
Could be.
I want to be open.
To a whole new idea. Of what physical play. Could mean to me.
I want to wake up then and do nothing different.
And it ticks me off.
That I can't create that. Poof!
These bodies. I wasn't expecting.
To feel like this.
I wasn't expecting. To feel like this. As the years go by.
And I'm seeking.
And I'm desiring. A new experience.
A new perspective.
For this physical body.
No, I'm not.
I just want to wake up.
And be done.
Any thoughts coming up?
Yeah, that's the struggle. Because I know it's possible for it to be like that. And I get locked into, but it's not like that. Here.
Okay, so let me give you just a tidbit of where I might be coming from. So I just decided recently, as I've been gaining weight, that I wanted to explore that. And so I'm in this place of undoing all my limiting beliefs about food. Now this is a big one for me. I have a gym. I studied many things. I know a lot about nutrition and different diets. My young son had gained a lot of weight when he started eating school lunch, you know, where they serve breadsticks with pizza. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the thought there? And he came to me one day and said, "Mommy, I'm ready to lose those." He was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And I was reading Sugar Busters, had it in my hand. And I said, okay, that child lost, like, I don't know, 16 pounds in a matter of months just giving up sugar and white flour. So I have many preconceived beliefs about food. So I am on this wonderful adventure believing that I can do it through belief system. And so I want to share with you, if you email me, I'll send you this in a couple weeks. There's a book called Quantum Physics and Food. And I believe that I manifested that to me, and it's all about beliefs. So yes, you can believe yourself into whatever body image you can believe in. The trick is, it's not like that, because you're undoing decades and mass consciousness of beliefs. So you guys want to play with that?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, you ready? All right. Even though.
Even though.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
I kind of believe it.
I kind of believe it.
I really want to believe it.
I really want to believe it.
But it's work too.
It's work too.
Controlling my thoughts.
Controlling my thoughts.
Finding out my beliefs.
Finding out my beliefs.
And oh, I don't want to look there.
And I don't want to look there.
There was lots of stinky beliefs there.
There's lots of stinky beliefs there.
About age.
About age.
About bodies.
About bodies.
About food.
About food.
About exercise.
About exercise.
And about how I should feel.
About how I should feel.
About health.
About health.
I have so many limiting beliefs.
I have so many limiting beliefs.
So many commonly accepted beliefs.
So many commonly accepted beliefs.
And it's really funny.
And it's really funny.
When you look. At all the health books.
At all the health books.
Thousands of health books.
Thousands of health books.
Thousands.
Thousands.
Tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands.
Of diet books.
Of diet books.
Nutritional books.
Nutritional books.
It's true.
It's true.
None of us can agree.
No,
there's no one answer.
There's no one answer.
And I know enough.
And I know enough.
Just to be.
Just to be.
In this really tough place.
In this really tough place.
This in-between place.
This in-between place.
Where I know my beliefs matter.
Where I know my beliefs matter.
And I see them manifested.
And I see them manifested.
And I can't quite change them.
And I can't quite change them.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be a relief?
Wouldn't it be a relief?
If I could shift.
Out of feeling stuck.
Into believing. That I am now bringing to me. All information and support.
Of what I need.
To be part of the change.
On this earth.
I want to believe.
I want to intend.
That everything is changing.
And mankind.
Is finally ready. To shift out of survival.
And into thriving.
And the truth is. Compromising.
What I want.
To get more of what I want.
Is not thriving.
Giving up.
Pleasurable things.
Delicious food. To get what I want. Feels like punishment. Not thriving. Wouldn't it be nice? If this is a really timely.
Conflict.
And I'm in the exact right place.
At the exact right moment.
To attract to me.
All the support.
All the evidence.
All the information.
That I can change. My physical experience.
My emotional experience.
With my mind.
I believe it.
I don't really believe it. I really do believe it. And it's just out of reach. And that's the way I feel. About so many things.
It's in between place.
Kind of believing it. Kind of not.
Wanting it.
And not knowing. The mental discipline. To find all my beliefs.
And change them.
I want to deeply.
And completely.
Love and accept me.
If vibrational law works.
It might be easier. To join a gym.
The problem is.
Now I don't even believe in that.
Now I don't believe.
In strict discipline. To get what I want.
It's out of sync.
As I change my beliefs.
That I deserve joy.
That I deserve.
To feel good.
To feel creative.
To feel creative.
And to share joy.
And to share joy.
In this human experience.
In this human experience.
I'm in this in-between place. And I don't know where to go from here. I'm intending.
I'm asking.
I'm creating.
All the support.
All the information. Will come to me. There was a time. No one believed.
The earth.
Was round.
You could get killed for it.
There was a time.
Not so long ago.
They thought sweating.
Aerobic exercise.
Was bad for you. Then they thought it was good for you.
And then they thought it was good for you.
And people got injured. There was a time. The food pyramid.
Made us all fat.
And now they're revising it.
Beliefs seem to change.
I want to be open to the possibility. But I'm not getting anything wrong. I'm just in this in-between place. And I haven't quite figured out. What beliefs serve me. I want to believe.
The person that wrote the book.
Can prove it. I want to believe. I can find a way.
Into alignment.
With everything I desire.
Through joy.
Through acceptance.
Through ease.
And I want to feel.
A big commitment.
A passionate commitment. To figuring this out for me. So it makes it easier.
For everyone else.
And I deeply.
And completely.
Desire. To remember who I am.
Who I really am.
I desire.
To reconnect.
To that joyous child.
Who knew.
It was supposed to be fun. I'm looking for fun. And I don't think I'm supposed to.
At this age.
All these conflicting beliefs. I'm looking for fun. And I'm not believing. That'll give me what I want. And I want to forgive. All the generations.
All the DNA.
That has me programmed. Into believing. It has to be hard work. Or you're doing it wrong. Or you're gonna pay.
Are you gonna suffer?
Or they're gonna be disappointed in you.
And I just don't believe.
In hard work anymore. This in-between place. It's so nice to know. I'm not alone over here.
I'm not alone over here.